Welcome to the JD Show. From a job to becoming a full-time property investor, how can you do that? The first step really is to start to progress on whatever job that you do in the first place, because you got to be able to make enough money so you can save some of it to be able to get to a point where you have at least some savings, and then potentially get to a point where you learn how to raise external investment or private invest money from private investors. But really, the first step is to be able to learn how to first progress on your job, which means becoming indispensable for whosoever you work for, and then ask for a raise. And then the way to be able to do that in the first place is to find what the biggest challenge your employer has and then help them with the solution to that. That's how you become indispensable. You learn the skills to be able to get to a point where you can actually give your employer a solution, so you become indispensable. But then being able to get to a point where you can negotiate a raise, and then being able to get to a point where you're saving some money, that's how you got to start your journey. But at the same time, acting like an investor when you are not working. How do you do that? So let's say you work 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day, I don't know, maybe 6 hours a day, whatever hours you work, and let's say you sleep 8 hours, you've still got anywhere between 4 to 8 hours in your hand. That's when you start to learn the skills, and I insist on skills. That's your professional as well as personal skills to become a full-time property investor. What are the skills to be able to become a property investor? Is one, how to find profitable deals, how to analyze profitable deals, how to close, negotiate and close these profitable deals, and then being able to make them more profitable at the back of that, and then maybe take an exit or hold on to the asset. These are your skills that you need to learn to be able to become a professional property investor. Like I said, if you're working 8 hours or 10 hours, you still have 4 to 8 hours in your hand to be able to learn these skills and do simultaneous execution. Simultaneous execution. I wrote this morning that knowledge is almost useless if you don't execute on ground. And this is so important. Like, there's no point you going out and getting trainings and mentoring if you're actually not going to use it on ground. Like, get your hands dirty. You're going negotiating with people. You're getting difficult with people. You knock on doors. You make calls. You jump on social media. You connect with landlords, investors, you know, developers, agents, other property professionals. You got to get your hands dirty. You learn to negotiate. You learn to lead. That's how you become a full-stack property investor. In fact, one of the things that most people, again, ignore is when you want to become a property investor, it's going to take you at least 3 to 5 years, right, to become a full-stack property investor. But starting point is start to do your events. Surround yourself with landlords and property investors, because unless you don't surround yourself with them, you wouldn't know what to do. You would not know details sometimes. You know, you could even go through trainings and mentoring, and there'll still be more to learn from those who are local to your region, because there's intricate details within the local region that you can learn from these landlords and investors. Okay, so you gotta do your events. Like I said, learning where to find profitable deals, either it is below market value deals, it is land deals, development deals, conversion deals, HMOs, irrespective of the space that you might be potentially looking to invest your time into, or the ones that you enjoy. But this is the skill. These are the skills that you do need to learn to become a full-time property investor. And like I said, one of the things that I always share, and I think most people don't tend to do this, is you need to act like an investor. Because remember, either you're investing time or you're investing money, which I think time is way more valuable than money ever will be. So either you're investing your time or your money, you start to act like an investor. So you'll start to learn the game. You become, first of all, again, another thing within all of this is that you got to put your ego aside and really start to learn. You know, I know you've been through your graduation, or you've done your studies, and you really aren't in the mood to learn more. But without that, you're really not going to become a full-time property investor. It's almost like becoming a doctor or doing your PhD, or, you know, becoming an engineer or a scientist. Becoming a property investor is a skill equivalent or actually better than that. In fact, a lot better than that from my perspective. But you need to put your, it's almost like you really need to focus and learn the game. It is going to take you anywhere between 3 to 5 years to learn the game in depth enough, understanding planning, understanding how architects work, designers work, how do, it's almost like what does the market actually need for you to be able to come into the market and say, okay, this is the challenge and this is what I'm going to solve. If there's shortage of houses, there's shortage of flats, is it one bedroom flats in your region, is it two bedroom flats, is it three bedroom houses, is it semis? You really need to do your research and build at the back of that. And also you need to learn about all these greenhouses that are being built or smart houses that are being built. You need to learn the technology, because you can't build a house these days without all these technologies. You're not going to sell them easily. So it's a whole journey of learning. First step is always, like I said, learning to find profitable deals and then learning to find external investment. You may have a little bit of your own money or maybe none of your own money. You can still learn how to raise external money. Okay. I personally know people who run really, really large listed companies. Okay. And they don't use a lot of their own money. They put a little bit of their own money. They go out into the market, they raise rest of the money. And then they grow their, you know, the development portfolio. And that's how you got to do it. That's your journey from, like I said, from a job to becoming a full-time property investor. You're almost acting like one. Either you're investing your time and or money, and then doing your events, learning the skills, executing the skills on ground, getting your hands dirty is the most important thing that is right in the epicenter of whatever you do. You got to go and negotiate. You got to go and view the deals. How many deals does it take for you to close your first deal or your second deal? As many as it takes. I've shared this previously as well. But as many as it takes. How many viewings do I do? As many as it takes. How many people do I speak with? As many as it takes. How will I really find a deal that's going to, you know, make me £1 million profit? As many as it takes. It might take you 3 years to find one of those deals. But now just look back and think, if it takes you 3 years to find a deal that's going to make you £1 million, is it worth it or not? The likely answer is yes. Okay. So it's about you focusing and saying, I'm going to still get up every morning and do all of these steps, irrespective of how long it takes me to be able to find the right deal. That is your journey. And again, doing your events, you know, regularly networking, regularly speaking with investors. So when you do have the deals, that there is an investor lined up and vice versa. So, you know, there might be an investor lined up that you're regularly networking and, you know, doing viewings to make sure that you line up a profitable deal in the first place. So make sure you subscribe to this channel wherever you're watching this video from. Please share it with your loved ones. They're gonna love this content. We share lots and lots of amazing experiences that we have been through personally. So have an absolutely amazing day.